news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Here we go. Monday morning, FM Talk 106.5, 7.07. Right now, getting you on your way, and traffic with Kane is straight ahead.
From the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Smooth ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, near Spanish Fort. You'll see officers working radar, so watch your speed. But school zones will be busy like that as well. A little radar, but no new wrecks. A good ride from Range Line out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma, also right behind Metal Mushroom on the USA campus on Old Shell, offers all things hemp, including the new CBD nasal spray that offers immediate relief. You can find them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Stocking stuffers are our specialty at Beckham's. Hundreds to choose from for all ages and styles. You'll find a few for your own stocking, too. We put you in the holiday spirit at Beckham's Florist and Gifts Airport at Schillinger.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley, and like us on Facebook.
708 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig in Mobile Mornings. And three big things we're looking at. Biden wins. Here's what Trump is doing to fight the results. Also, Roll Tide back on top again. 13 seasons in a row that Alabama's been number one at some point during the season.
That's right. Wow. That's a record in itself.
Oh, unreal. And Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. You've heard several reports this morning. He lost his battle with cancer at the age of 80. And that's such an iconic show and such an iconic host.
Yeah, and that's two legends in what, back-to-back weeks, or what, certainly within 2 weeks of each other, with Sean Connery passing away not that long ago, and then Alex Trebek this weekend. And, of course, I think of the Saturday Night Live skits that they had year after year with someone playing the role of Sean Connery and Will Ferrell playing Alex Trebek there. But
Loosely.
Yeah, a loose interpretation of Alex Trebek. Yeah. But, yeah, that's a tough loss. Alex Trebek, I think, in a year where so many Americans are divided, Alex Trebek is somebody that most people could get behind as a good guy.
He was a unifier for sure, just by his presence on that show and his demeanor, and he did some good charity work too through the years. Okay, Joe Biden crossed the winning threshold of 270 electoral college votes with a win in Pennsylvania. His victory came after more than 3 days of uncertainty as election officials sorted through a surge of mail-in votes that delayed processing. Of course, that is going to be contested. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden on Saturday night.
Our work begins with getting COVID under control. We cannot repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments, hugging our grandchildren, our children, our birthdays, weddings, graduations, all the moments that matter most to us, until we get it under control.
COVID does seem to be spiking across the country right now. We'll talk more about that coming up, but it's that's hard to deny if you look at the numbers. By the way, according to a report by Axios and confirmed by Fox News, President Donald Trump's campaign plans to take a less traditional path to challenging the results of the election, including holding a series of Trump rallies focused on the campaign's ongoing legal efforts in numerous states across the country. Yeah, I'm laying money right now. Pennsylvania, right in the heart of that, it's coming your way. Along with the rallies, Trump is also planning to use obituaries of people who allegedly voted but are actually dead as evidence of the voter fraud he's been claiming. The campaign is also sending recount teams to Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, with Representative Doug Collins, a Republican from Georgia, heading the effort in the Peach State. So anyway, no large-scale evidence has been revealed yet. So show the evidence, and I think we're all on board with reevaluating and recounting these elections, if that's the law.
Yeah, and they are also calling for a recount in Wisconsin, where that lead for Biden is under a percentage point, according to the votes that have been counted. And, you know, it makes sense, as the president and as the Republicans' team of lawyers fight these results in court, that he's going to take the fight public with the American people and holding these rallies. But most Republican leaders have avoided weighing in on the election to this point. There have been a couple, notably Mitt Romney from Utah and Murkowski from Alaska, who have conceded, but that was expected with those two being middle of the road there. But a lot of Republicans saying that the president's right to not concede yet. Rudy Giuliani, who is, of course, Trump's personal attorney, he estimated yesterday that there will be 4 or 5 lawsuits over alleged voter fraud in those battleground states by the end of the week. He was on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday. Giuliani said it would really be wrong for him at this point to concede. There's strong evidence this was an election that at least 3 or 4 states, and possibly 10, it was stolen. In other words, it was based on false votes. Now, you can't let that election go into history without challenging that. So Giuliani, of course, on board with challenging these results. The president still leads in North Carolina, but North Carolina continues to accept late mail-in ballots. And over the weekend, Biden's leads in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada grew. But the question now is, will those votes in at least Pennsylvania count, the votes that came in after the fact? And the president also claimed that millions of ballots, these mail-in voting ballots, were sent to people who had not requested them. Let's see, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, he said, here's how this must work in our great country. Every legal vote should be counted. Any illegally submitted ballots must not. All sides must get to observe the process, and the courts are here to apply the laws and resolve disputes. That's how Americans' votes decide the result. Also, Senator Ted Cruz said not to concede, and he still sees a pathway to victory. And Lindsey Graham saying the same thing after he won his race for Senate in South Carolina. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said it's far from over. Republicans will not back down from this battle. So the president's team and lots of Republicans will fight on this week and try to reverse the decision that so many of these media outlets made on Saturday, going ahead and calling the race for Joe Biden. And of course, Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris jumped up there on the stage in Wilmington, Delaware, and accepted it same day that it was called by so many of these other media outlets. But Trump campaign taking this to court, and who knows how long it'll take for that to be decided. I think the biggest case that most people are waiting for is to see if the Supreme Court reviews their ruling in Pennsylvania to see if these votes that came in after the election day will count. That could possibly, I don't know what the actual odds are, but that could, if it went the Republicans' way, swing Pennsylvania into Trump's lane there. He would get the 20 electoral votes for Pennsylvania, but then
Georgia would become crucial.
Georgia would be crucial, and there's quite a few states that Trump would have to make up some ground. But then that also depends on, you know, what votes stick in a lot of these other states. So Republicans will tell you still a lot left up in the air, and Democrats, meanwhile, trying to move into 2021 with Biden as the president.
Leo has an issue with me, evidently. Biden didn't win anything with the propaganda. Not a single state has certified any election. You're telling lies. You are a liar, liar, liar. Well, I'm reading the news is what I'm doing, and we've got all these, I mean, Biden is the president-elect. I know you don't like that, but he is the president-elect, and now we'll see if there's evidence and move on from there. Mm-hmm. What do you want out of me?
These other media organs, FM Talk 106.5 doesn't call the race one way or the other. We don't have these sitting in front of us. But there are organizations that have yet to call the race, and USA Radio News, which is right here on FM Talk 106.5, being one of those. But it makes sense that, you know, they've done it every single election. These media outlets, they call the race when it seems apparent. And I don't know, has there been an instance in the past where the national media has called the race for one candidate and it was reversed following the fact? I know we've
not
got
president.
Not for president?
No, not that I ever remember anything like this. Not for president. Now, 2000, with the hanging chads and all that, it took a long time to sort that all out.
That was with one state,
with
Florida.
State.
So you got four or five here where the results are being disputed. So it's going to be a heck of a week as the Trump's lawyers and Republican lawyers, they fight these in court, and it could get even messier if some of these, you know, alleged instances of voter fraud turn out to be true, which it certainly seems like there's some stuff that's been brought up that needs to at least be reviewed.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Will those, whether it's dead voters or these machines that apparently cast votes for Biden when they were votes for Trump, will that be enough to make up the difference in each individual state that the president needs to turn in order to completely flip the results of this election?
That's what it comes down to, really. Mm-hmm. Is the evidence there, and are the violations enough to turn the election back to Trump?
And many bringing up Dewey defeats Truman. That's
yes.
The most obvious one there. That's right.
And possibly Gore back in 2000. FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Auburn Sports Today is on the way.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Whether it's time to get fields planted, lawns manicured, debris cleared, or if you just need to escape the 9-to-5 grind for a tranquil getaway, think SunSouth, where you'll find quality John Deere equipment, affordably priced, and ready to tackle outdoor jobs faster and more efficiently. And during our fall sales event, think SunSouth for 0% financing for 72 months on select John Deere equipment, like the 3032E, the 1025R, and more. Plus, SunSouth has great financing on John Deere Gators, including the Gator 590M S4 with 1.9% financing for 60 months. And SunSouth has you covered with great service specials to keep your equipment performing its best, like riding lawn equipment service packages starting at only $59.99. But hurry, the fall sales event at SunSouth ends soon. So visit us at SunSouth or shop online at sunsouth.com. Think SunSouth. Those that do.
Offer expires November 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
It is 720 at FM Talk 106.5. Time for Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
All right, happy Monday. Two Auburn teams are in action today as we start a new week. Men's golf continues play at the Jerry Pate Intercollegiate at Old Overton Club in Vestavia Hills. The Tigers enter day two in third place, and all 14 SEC teams are competing. Soccer wraps up its regular season this afternoon with a match at second-ranked Texas A&M. Karen Hoppe's Tigers get underway at 3 p.m. Women's golf took home the championship at the Liz Murphy Fall Classic in Athens over the weekend. Melissa Llewellyn's squad entered yesterday's final round with the lead, then lost it, and then took it back from Tennessee on the final hole. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Well, it was back to work yesterday for Auburn football as preparations continue for Saturday's game at Mississippi State. Gus Malzahn's teams are 8-1 following bye weeks, including 3-0 in SEC road games. Those three wins have come by an average of nearly 20 points per contest. The team doesn't practice on Mondays. They'll be back to work tomorrow. Coach Malzahn's weekly press conference also tomorrow. You'll hear from the head coach here throughout the week. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power, tools built for real people, and dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online, robertsdalepower.com. Real people. Steel people. This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you.
Our Kobe Subaru family has grown over the past several years, and we want to continue to share that love with you. Take advantage of the newly announced 0% for 63 months on the 2021 Subaru Ascent, and we'll deliver your new Subaru to your doorstep. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning from the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers not working any major accidents, couple hit and runs. Government, then Metropolis, radar checkpoint. Also, you're going to find a lot of that in the school zones. But the Bayway and the Causeway looks great between Daphne and downtown. If you're injured in a car wreck, I recommend you call the law firm at Tanner Martino fast. They'll spend all the time you need to get every detail of the case documented so that when you have to go to the trial, you will win. Don't get injured twice. Call Tanner Martino if you get hurt in a car wreck. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Somebody on the text line said, old man Dan Brennan probably remembers Huey and Truman. Was it Truman and... I'll have to go back.
Dewey?
Dewey and Truman. And I remember it from the history books. Thank you very much. 720, I'm not that old. 725, time's almost up to apply for FEMA disaster assistance for Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Sally. And, of course, remember what Hurricane Sally did a couple of months back, Orange Beach and Gulf Shores and beyond. And as of Friday morning, November the 6th, 62,000 residents have applied for assistance from FEMA. Once they have applied, we will continue to work with them, and that's one of the more important things we want to stress, that people stay in touch with FEMA. That's from Mike Wade, FEMA spokesperson. You've got until the 19th of November to apply with FEMA, and then your time is up. Now, as far as what just happened...
Zeta.
Hurricane Zeta has not been declared yet, and so that leaves people in kind of a lurch. Clark County, Washington County, and up there, I don't know the reason for that, but according to Wade, it's being considered, and hang in there. Maybe FEMA help is on the way for you as well.
Yeah, now there was emergency declared for Louisiana and Mississippi for Zeta, but nothing for Alabama yet. And like you said, parts of Mobile County, Washington County, Clark County, and that path that Zeta tore through the central part of the state, still no disaster declared there yet.
There was a disaster there. I can tell you that they haven't declared a disaster, but it was disastrous for a lot of the citizens.
Certainly, some more local news from this weekend. Starting tomorrow, they're going to be working at Rangeline Road and Halls Mill Road. So the southbound left turn lane on Rangeline, they're going to close that beginning tomorrow, right there at the intersection of Halls Mill Road. And the city asks that traffic approaching from Nevius or Highway 90 East should use Lowe's Drive to get onto Halls Mill, and traffic approaching from Highway 90 West should access Halls Mill at the intersection with Highway 90. So keep that in mind as that construction there at Rangeline and Halls Mill is set to begin tomorrow. And how about this? So cool. BC Rain. Did you see the plane that they actually...
I did see this.
...put it in the air, a single-engine van RV-12. Took nearly 100 students at BC Rain 2 years to build this. It was a partnership with Airbus and the Texas nonprofit Tango Flight, and they invested $100,000 and took flight on Friday, a plane built by BC Rain's Aviation and Aerospace Academy. So cool.
That is so neat that Airbus has gone ahead and partnered with a school on the south side of town right by where Airbus is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being good partners, good neighbors. We appreciate that a lot from Airbus. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Ada, what's Ada mean for us in the next few days? Dr. Bill straightens all that out on the way in about 3 minutes on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says as many as 10 lawsuits alleging election fraud will be presented this week. Giuliani goes on to say there is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least 3 or 4 states and possible 10, it was stolen. Now you can't let an election go into history without challenging that. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex
Welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The company said today the vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. The positive, though incomplete, results bring the vaccine a big step closer to getting cleared for widespread use. Pfizer says it's on track to ask health regulators for permission to sell the shot before the end of this month, if pending data indicate the vaccine is safe. Warren Buffett's conglomerate reported an 82% jump in its third quarter profit as the value of its investment portfolio soared, but Berkshire Hathaway said the pandemic continued to hurt its assorted businesses, such as BNSF Railroad. Most of the gains were due to a $24.8 billion improvement in the estimated value of Berkshire investments, including Apple and Bank of America. On Wall Street, futures mixed. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, Sherman Williams here to tell you about the 2020 Iron Bowl Legends Benefit Gala at the Renaissance Battle House Hotel, November the 23rd. This legendary event will give you an opportunity to meet former Iron Bowl legends from both Alabama and Auburn universities. A full course dinner will be served. The funds raised will go towards our continuous efforts to offer free youth development programs in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Limited spots available. For sponsorship opportunities and to purchase tickets, visit PalmerWilliamsGroup.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
On a good-looking Monday, we almost hit a record high yesterday, Dr. Bill. Quite mild out there. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Yeah, we got up to 82 yesterday. Just missed a record. 82, of course, after we've had such a hot summer, doesn't sound very high, but the normal high this time of the year is 73, so we're way up there. And we're going to do it again today, up around 82 degrees for this afternoon. And wind out of the northeast around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight will be mostly cloudy, the low tonight in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow will be partly cloudy, and we have a slight chance of a shower tomorrow afternoon. Another very warm day, up to 82 degrees. Now, the rest of the week, well, Wednesday, a little better chance for some showers in the afternoon, high in the low 80s. Then on Thursday, again in the low 80s, with a slight chance of a shower. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, We're going to see a cold front come through, but it's not going to be real cold. Friday will be sunny and 78 degrees. That's a little better, but again, the normal is in the low 70s. And then the weekend looking good, mostly sunny, upper 70s Saturday, mostly sunny around 80 degrees on Sunday.
So a cold front that will drop our temperature by 4 degrees, it sounds like.
That's right. That's
not
it.
That's not the worst cold front in the history of this nation, Dr. Bill.
It's a terrible one. However, it is going to help out steer the tropical system away from us. So there's some good in this whole thing.
Yeah, that's some great news. So tell us, where are we with Hurricane Ada right now?
Yeah, Ada is actually in the southeastern Gulf right now. It just sort of touched the southern tip of the Florida Peninsula and moved through the Keys, and now is out in the southeastern Gulf. It's moving in a westerly direction at the moment, and at about 13 miles per hour. It's going to actually tend a little bit to the southwest for a while, and then it'll turn and head north, and has a good chance of becoming a minimal hurricane. And it'll steadily move north on Wednesday, and then on Thursday it'll begin to turn to the northeast, and that's going to bring it back to Florida. However, this time it'll be North Florida, not the Panhandle, but the northern portion of the peninsula, and that will be Friday night. At that time, it will be most likely will be downgraded because the waters are cooler, and there'll be some shearing going on due to the upper atmosphere, and it'll be a tropical storm when it moves into North Florida. After that, it'll cross northern Florida and across the easternmost portion of Georgia, and then most likely it'll go on out to sea. So, and that'll bring an end to a very long track. And the way it looks now, that storm should stay well to the east of the Mobile area. And to really feel some of the rainfall associated with that, you've really got to go well over into the eastern portion of the Panhandle.
That's some good news, Dr. Bill. Certainly don't want Ada to come into our area. Now, is this mostly a rainmaker, or what are the winds you expecting once this does make landfall? Or are we mostly...
when it makes landfall, it'll be a tropical storm, most likely peak winds of 50 or 60 miles an hour. That's going to produce some power outages across North Florida, but it will produce a lot of rain, and that's going to be a situation for the easternmost portion of Georgia.
So Ada was the 28th named storm of this hurricane season, and it sounds like there's a couple more we need to keep our eyes on.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, there's another one brewing, but good news here is way out in the Atlantic, and it is going to be moving in an easterly direction toward Europe. So most likely that will become a named storm, but no problem for us. There's also a tropical wave that will be moving into the central Caribbean over the next couple of days. It has the potential, moving into an area, that it could develop into a depression as it heads eventually into the western Caribbean, similar to the track of the current storm, Ada. So the season still goes on and on.
So, with that being said, Dr. Bill, the calendar is telling us hurricane season is just about up. Can we let our guard down a little bit?
Well, we're going to try, but Mother Nature doesn't exactly close the door on it at the end of the month. And the way this season has gone, it's very possible we could end up seeing something in early December. We hope not, but... It's been quite a season.
When was Superstorm Sandy? What time of the year was that?
That was, I believe, in either late August or September. It was in the prime part of the hurricane season.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dan.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
740 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig will tell you about, hey, we got a big event coming up on Wednesday. That's going to be fun at the Battleship for Veterans Day.
Yeah.
We'll be broadcasting live down there.
Yeah, Mobile Mornings will be live 6 to 9 on Wednesday morning, Veterans Day, live from USS Alabama Battleship. And then a special edition of Scuttlebutt from noon until 2 on Wednesday with our personal veterans right here at FM Talk 106.5, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. So it should be a big day Wednesday, and we'll be out there on the battleship before the flyover. Should be awesome.
7:40 at FM Talk 106.5.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we're not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forkliftHunter.com.
Time bomb. Call of the day.
I tell you what, we got another problem in this country besides the coronavirus. It's called career politicians.
Hey, Cat Daddy, can you do me a favor? $6 trillion. Can you get a little bit of that for us?
I hope I get some myself. To all the people out there that are stuck at home, if you're having a tough time, just think about this. Bill Clinton is stuck at home with Hillary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at St. James Drive and Emily Avenue, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway. No delays, 98 Fairhope and Daphne. You'll see the radar there. I-10 westbound, again, already slow in between Loxley and Malbus, as they'll have more storm debris removal going on today. Bayshore Finance at the West I-65 Service Road in Mobile is locally owned and operated and has over 80 years of combined local experience to serve you. Let them help you get your credit back on track. See them if you're stuck in a title pond, need a loan for the holidays, or a car financed at Bayshore Finance. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, FM Talk 106.5, 7:43. Friday, Pennsylvania Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman claimed that Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and Secretary of Commonwealth, basically Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar, did everything they could in the way of changing the rules to help Joe Biden. He said that the executive branch's actions caused the integrity of the election to be compromised. Quote, the integrity of this election is called into question. I don't have evidence of any misdoing, Cornyn told the host, Trace Gallagher, but all their actions are leading to us wondering why they didn't want people watching this process and didn't allow poll watchers in the pre-voting or getting close enough to see what was going on. So he's saying, I don't have the evidence of any infractions. At the same time, they acted in a way that are going to lead Pennsylvania into being questioned, and that's where we are right now.
Yeah, that's the case that the Supreme Court could be looking at here in the near future, whether to count those ballots that came in after Tuesday's election, and many Republicans saying that the Trump campaign is right to be challenging these. And,
yeah.
You know, it'll take days, possibly weeks, to figure all of this out in the court system. But when we look at the other races here, it looks like they have a number of media organizations, just like they've called the presidential race for Biden, they have called the House races for the Democrats. And it appears that the Democrats will retain control of the House, but there were certainly a number of seats flipped, and some Republicans saying, hey, they called that too early as well, and that Republicans could possibly take the House. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday. He said it would take only 10 Democrats to block Nancy Pelosi from being reelected as House Speaker. So he feels that because of the Democrats not doing as well in those House races this year as they thought they would, that it could lead to Pelosi losing her job as the House Majority Leader. The party so far has flipped at least 7 seats from blue to red and an 8th seat in Michigan that was most recently occupied by a Libertarian. Now, looking at the House races that have been called, they've called 215 for the Democrats and 196 so far for the Republicans. 24 seats that have not been called yet, but you need 218 for a majority. So the Democrats now 3 seats away from retaining control of the House, but didn't make the ground that they thought they would in the House races.
They kind of had a bad election day, quite frankly. They didn't at all get to their goals or what their stated goals were leading into the election. I think, quite frankly, they're kind of at odds with each other right now in the Democratic Party. Don't you sense that?
Yeah, they are. And so many Democrats blaming the far left for how they did last week in the elections.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is blaming the centrists in the Democratic Party and saying that they didn't do enough to turn out the far-left vote. So a bit of a war going on within the Democratic Party. But so much of what these next few years will look like ride on the Senate races. And right now, a couple of those still way too close to call. If you look at the current seats that have been won, 46 have been won by Democrats and 2 by independents. Now, in those 2 independent seats, they caucus with the Democrats. So really, they're counting those as 48 seats that have been won by the Democratic Party and 48 by the Republicans. Now, one that has not been called that most certainly would go the Republicans' way is out in Alaska, where the incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan leads his challenger Al Gross by about a 2-to-1 margin. Only half the votes have been counted in Alaska, so you have to expect that'll be called for the Republicans in the near future, which would give them a 49th seat, and that would leave us with 3 races. One in North Carolina, which is still too close to call, but Republican Tom Tillis is expected to win that seat. Right now, he leads Cal Cunningham, his challenger, 48.7% to 47%, so almost a 2-point margin, and that's nearly 100,000 votes that makes up the difference between those two. So Tom Tillis would be a 50th seat for the Republicans, and then it all rides on the 2 runoffs that are going to happen in Georgia in January. One is was certainly headed towards a runoff with 9, I believe, candidates in one of those Senate races, and we'll see Kelly Loeffler, the Republican, run against Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, in a runoff in January. Warnock leads Loeffler 33% to 26%, but there were a number of candidates in that race. And then one that was kind of surprising, David Perdue dipped below the 50% threshold. David Perdue is a Republican in Georgia running for Senate, and it looks like he will be heading to a runoff against his Democratic challenger, John Ossoff. So if the Republicans have 50 seats, they win North Carolina and Alaska, and the Democrats have 48. If the Democrats flip those 2 seats in Georgia, and if Kamala Harris is the vice president at that point, she would be the 51st deciding vote. So much still up in the air with this presidential election and then these 2 seats in Georgia that could determine the future of America, at least the near future, over these next few years.
So I'm discussing Georgia with Jeff Poor, who's coming on at 9 o'clock this morning, by the way. And I just remember we were just kind of casually talking about it during his show, and I was saying, I don't see Georgia, you know, I lived there for a long time, and I don't see Georgia as being a swing state. And as it turns out, I guess the demographics in the state of Georgia have changed to such a degree, it's there. It's happening, and you've got to be aware of that.
Yeah, and, you know, in a national debate, a lot of Democrats want to do away with the Electoral College, and Republicans saying, no, we need to keep the Electoral College. It was guaranteed by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Makes it equal for somebody who lives in rural America compared to somebody who lives in Los Angeles or New York City. On a smaller level, same thing is happening in some of these states where Georgia, geographically for the most part, is a red state, but then you get into some of these more populated cities like Atlanta, and there are so many people that live in those cities, and those votes for the Democrats enough to make it a battleground state, a toss-up state now. Kind of what you're seeing in a national perspective, same thing in some of these states.
I would say Atlanta, population-wise, is probably 40 to 50% of the entire state is in and around Atlanta. It is 7:48 at FM Talk 106.5. Now you got to tell us about sports. You're smart.
Thank you. Yeah, round 2 of the Alabama High School playoffs coming up this weekend. I'll let you know what happened in round 1 and the Alabama Crimson Tide atop the AP Top 25. More on that coming up in sports.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn
Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, Alabama, how does an extra $660 per year back in your Social Security sound? Then maybe it's time to look at Medicare Advantage plans from WellCare. WellCare believes in supporting your health and your well-being. And the WellCare Absolute PPO plan does exactly that. You keep more money in your pocket while enjoying extra benefits like dental and vision coverage. To learn more about your options and get back some extra money in your Social Security, call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. That's 1-877-699-3552. WellCare. Beyond healthcare. A better you. Plans vary by region and not all benefits are covered on all plans. WellCare Health Plans is an HMO PPO PFFS plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in our plan depends on contract renewal. Please contact WellCare for details. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Call 1-877-699-3552 for more information.
Hi, I'm Martin Andrews with eGuarantee Title Company, LLC. We are excited to talk to the FM Talk 106.5 audience about what we do. Our team has been delivering proactive solutions for your real estate closing needs in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. And our employees have over 300 years of combined experience. Our clients appreciate our flexibility in accommodating them with their busy schedules. So let us make the process easier for you. The eGuarantee Title Company. We guarantee title. That's what we do.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by FeldersShredding.com. They'll come to you in their mobile shredding truck, dispose of your sensitive documents securely and efficiently. After round one of the Alabama High School football playoffs, nine teams from our listening area still alive and fighting for state championships. In Class 7A, Theodore defeated Enterprise 40-28, and Daphne beat Prattville 42-33 to advance to the second round. The season came to a close for the Baker Hornets and the Fairhope Pirates. Baker lost to Auburn and Fairhope to Central of Phoenix City. In round two, Theodore will host Central of Phoenix City, and Daphne will hit the road to face Auburn. In Class 6A, McGill Tulin's season came to an end with a 31-21 loss to Hillcrest Tuscaloosa. Spanish Ford advanced to round two with a win over McAdory. Saraland crushed Northridge, and Blount beat Hueytown. This coming Friday, Spanish Fort will host Helena, Blount will host Eufaula, and Saraland will play at Lee Montgomery. In 5A, Satsuma fell to Central Clay County, but St. Paul's advanced with a win over Talladega. Faith Academy crushed Sylacauga, and UMS Wright beat Hopeful. In round two, St. Paul's will host Selma, UMS Wright will host undefeated Pike Road, and Faith Academy will face undefeated Demopolis on the road. In 4A, Williamson lost to Anniston, Biger lost to Handley, and Jackson fell to Jacksonville. Mobile Christian did move on with a 17-14 win over Cherokee County. Leopards will play at undefeated American Christian in round two. And in Class 3A, Bayside Academy season came to an end with a loss to Montgomery Catholic. The latest Associated Press rankings are in following another great weekend of college football, and the Alabama Crimson Tide come in ranked number one for the first time this season. Tide had a bye this weekend, but they've taken over the top spot after Notre Dame upset Clemson in a double overtime game Saturday. With the number one ranking, the Crimson Tide extend their record of consecutive seasons with at least one week on top of the rankings to 13 years in a row. Bama received 59 of 62 available first place votes. Notre Dame received two of those votes. They come in ranked second following the big win. Ohio State remains ranked third, followed by Clemson at number four. Texas A&M moved up to number five after crushing South Carolina, while Florida jumped to number six after beating Georgia. Cincinnati's ranked seventh, followed by BYU, Miami, and Indiana to round out the top 10. Georgia fell to number 12 after losing for the second time this season. And Auburn had a bye weekend, but they remain steady in the rankings at number 24. 754, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by FelderShredding.com.
Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
This Dr. Bill Williams weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. Be a hero. Join us for Baldwin EMC's Power of Giving Blood Drive Thursday, November 12th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Baldwin's EMC's Summerdale location on Highway 59.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated showers and high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Beckham's Florist and Gifts, our floral arrangements are made to be exceptional, memorable, and unique. This year, let us design a stunning centerpiece for your holiday table and sideboard. Then give us your list, and we'll send something just as special for your family, friends, and clients. Spread the joy of the season with the gift of flowers from Mobile's favorite, Beckham's Florist and Gifts, 633-2034.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, already seeing major delays westbound I-10 between Loxley and the Malbus exit because of storm debris removal. Right lane is closed, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Been a good ride through Mobile, and again, the Bayway, the Causeway, no accidents. Old Shell, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65, seeing heavier traffic as well. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart and Fairhope is now welcoming new patients of all ages, and relax with free laughing gas with any appointment, among other sedation options. Also, same-day crowns with a five-year warranty. It came with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, we love reading your texts, but certainly you can call, too. We're going to turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, love to chat with you. You certainly have got some things on your mind. We get it.
Yeah, and we'll open the phone lines up here in just a few minutes, 343-0106. Hey, coming up this Wednesday, Veterans Day, and pretty cool. We will be out at the USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park.
I love this.
Broadcasting Mobile Mornings live from 6 to 9 a.m. on Wednesday, and some cool events there with the 6:30 a.m. flag raising by Vietnam veterans, and then at 9:30 Wednesday morning, a flyover by aircraft from the U.S. Coast Guard Aviation Training Center, and then 10 a.m. an honor ceremony in the aircraft pavilion. Hopefully you can join us out there Wednesday morning, and then 12 to noon, a special edition of Scuttlebutt on Veterans Day this Wednesday.
Love all this. 7:58 FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Politico is reporting Alabama Senator Doug Jones is a contender for President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet, being considered for the position of U.S. Attorney General. Senator Jones lost his U.S. Senate race to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville on Election Day. Meanwhile, President Trump's team begins mounting legal challenges to the results today in court. A body was found in a hotel room in Tillman's Corner Sunday morning. The discovery was made by Mobile Police at the Baymont Inn and Suites. An investigation is ongoing. Police have not released any information about the victim. Students in some of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Zeta are returning to school for the first time since the storm hit 12 days ago. Washington County schools and schools in Citronelle will resume this morning. In Washington County, power has been restored to most of the area, but students who do not have electricity can be excused from school. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free.
Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free.